Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host and mom. Hi, Anne. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me. I just sat down and I said, I feel like I haven't been here in a little bit.
I know. I feel like, you know, you're gone for a few episodes and it can just feel like a month. So how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
We're really wound up.
We're kind of wound up, which sometimes are the best podcast episodes.
Yes.
Yes. We have already had quite a full day, and you know it's good when I had about a half of a latte and I brought the other one onto the show. I really do my best right after I have a coffee with anything I do.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, welcome back. We're so happy to have you. I cannot
Thanks for having me.
November.
November.
It's so we're also kind of coordinating today. You have black pants on, I have a black top, and you have a dark denim top, and I have dark denim jeans.
We're actually like the opposites.
I know, we are opposites. Yeah, we're really.
I love your sweater.
Thank you. It's new. It's cashmere.
It's beautiful. I love the neckline.
It's such a good neckline. This is the type of top that I needed when I was trying to be Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, you did. We tried and it wasn't. They said it was a boat neck and they lied.
And they lied. They were liars. Yeah, this is exactly what I was looking for. This is, I'm working with Garnet Hill on a campaign.
It's beautiful.
And this was part of it. And I've really taken to it.
I like it.
It's soft.
I like the sleeve. It has a little bit of shape to it and some cable knit.
It's really flattering.
It's cable knit on just the sleeves.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I didn't realize that
That's
either.
That's cute. Does it come in other colors?
I believe so. Yeah. Wonderful. And I'm wearing pants from Frances Valentine that I've never worn that they gifted me as well.
I thought you looked different.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like these pants?
Oh, I like them. They're like a little bit dressier.
Yes.
Really cute. Sharp.
Thank you. Thank you. You're looking sharp as well. We are so happy to be back for our second episode of the week. I hope you all enjoyed hearing from our wonderful sister Claire,
the mother to be,
possibly her last podcast episode for quite some time.
Yes.
So soak it up. And you and I have just been in the Christmas mode.
Fa la 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 la.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Laura called us yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't make it because her daughter was sick. And I said that we were decorating for Christmas at your apartment. Did I just ruin the whole
thing? No.
Yes. And she called and I answered it. And I said, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Your texts also that morning were killing me. You're like, Santa's elf has arrived. We were singing while we were doing it. I mean, and when I think back to last year, we decorated around that same week, like the first week of November. I didn't know if we had it in us this year to stay on top of it. And I'm so happy that we did.
I'm really happy. And I've been thinking about this. I was actually up in the middle of the night. I had a bit of a headache.
Oh.
Yes, which gave me some time to reflect and think about things. And I do think that some people get outraged when you decorate for Christmas too early, which I don't think it's worth getting outraged or upset.
Yeah, it's not a hill I'm going to die on.
It's not. And I was thinking about that. To me, being a planner, I've always decorated the day after Thanksgiving-ish. I usually would wait till after your birthday.
I agree.
But for me, it was always around then.
Mm-hmm.
And there was such like an intensity about it, especially if I was hosting Thanksgiving, because then you have Thanksgiving and then you got to turn around and decorate. I like the freedom, which seems to have occurred in the last 5 years or so. If you want to decorate earlier, it's acceptable, and especially in your line of work.
Of course.
Which I can hide behind your line of work. Like, well, we got to get the decorations up. I just think that if you could decorate a little bit earlier, if it makes your life easier. Like, I'm super relieved that we are all done with your apartment.
Oh, same.
Because it was fun. We had the time. We set aside the time. And it's prior to any major activities.
Absolutely.
Occurring. And so I felt in the middle of the night, I'm like, you know what? Good job, us.
Good job, us.
I'm glad that we took care of that.
I agree. Yeah. So we decorated all day. I guess I don't remember taking that long last year, but I think it did. Actually, it probably took longer because we actually had to go get the tree. I forgot how much I love my faux tree. Before we get into that, do we have any bows and lows?
What about you? Do you?
My
bow is that we decorated.
I would say that's my bow as well. I don't have really any big lows.
I had a near low.
Oh yeah, this is funny.
Thank goodness it wasn't a low, but it makes me like I have to just really pause now. I was getting into the car the other day, and I'm talking to Claire. Talking. I get into the car. Normally, my hands were full.
Yes.
And normally when I'm getting into the car, like I walk out into the garage and I hit the button to open the garage door, my hands were full and I was talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I get into the car. I'm still talking. I turn the car on. I start to back up. My car always beeps anyway when I'm backing out because of the side sensors.
Right.
But it was an, like, I'm still talking on the phone and this thing is really beeping, like screaming beeping. And luckily, I put the brakes on because I could have seen myself in this situation ignoring the beeps because, oh, it always beeps. Guys, I didn't open the garage door. What if I had slammed through?
No, what if?
I think that I could have. I could have slammed through the garage door.
You literally could have driven. And we always joke about that kind of stuff. Like, oh my gosh, what if we like drove through the, or like, and you honestly
almost
could
did
have.
It.
Yeah, when you told me that later on, didn't you?
So that, well, then I get into the car and I'm driving and I had a doctor's appointment. And it was from a dermatologist. And I get to where I have to have this little ultrasound done on my knee, which is no big deal. And I realized I forgot the order. And it wasn't in the system. So I had to call you. Mm-hmm. Then they took a picture. And I'm holding my phone up with this pathetic screenshot. And the woman's like, yeah, that doesn't, like, that's not going to work. Okay. Oh, all right.
Okay, one second. Let me make a phone call.
Hold on a second. So then they called the doctor's office and they had it faxed over.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always the fax. So they had it faxed over. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I sit down to wait for my name to be called. And my eye starts twitching.
You told me all this later on. I couldn't stop laughing.
I thought to myself, okay, we need to slow it down.
We need to slow it down. When you were like, yeah, I almost backed into the garage and then I forgot my order and my eye wouldn't start stopping. I was like, wait, what happened?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
I think that I was a little stressed out or
something.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sure
you
were.
Too much going on. Like sometimes even a lot of good things can cause stress. But I literally sat down like, oh my gosh, my eye is twitching.
Yeah,
which I've always been an eye twitcher. Like even when I was little, if I'm too tired,
right,
or there's a lot going on, it's like a little guardian angel or something making my eye twitch.
Wee-oo. It's like, and stop. Check your garage doors. We do have. I haven't had an eye twitch in a while, but sometimes it does come over us. Again, like you said, like when we're too tired. But I thought those were. I don't think we've really had anything else. It's like Amelia Bedelia. I don't think there's been too much else.
So luckily, I mean, that would have been a low if I crashed the garage door down.
No, it would have been a low.
Can you imagine? It would have been all over my car. It would have been.
I mean, I feel like you would have tapped it though.
Well, you would hope.
You would have tapped it.
I mean,
it.
I didn't.
You were on the phone,
it.
Right?
Yes, I was on the phone. So everyone take this as just a word of warning going into this holiday season. You must pay attention to the beeping sounds and the eye twitches.
And also, you were talking to Claire, and like, not to call both of you out, but like, when you're both on the phone, like, nobody can hear the other.
No,
person.
We're talking over each other. We have so much to say.
When you do that, though, I feel like even how loud the sensors were, like, Claire would have never been able to hear
it. She did say, I didn't tell her that it was happening in the moment because she was also on her way to a meeting. But then when I told her later, she was laughing really hard, and she goes, you know, I did hear a lot of beeping. I think that my car was beeped out.
Yeah.
It was
they were exhausted by the time you got to the doctor's office.
Yes.
They're working overtime.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But that was probably, an almost a low.
Almost a low. I would say, I have come out the other side from my 26 breakdown.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I just wanted to give
Elizabeth
everybody
an update. Was fielding that one.
Yeah, yes. And I didn't feel like bringing it up to Claire because it didn't seem important given her state.
No.
But anyway, feeling great. Feeling like I'm giving it my all for the last month of 25.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean,
so.
I think it's normal to, everyone has those kind of days.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of good feedback from everyone, so I just wanted to
perk you up a little bit.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about our holiday, kind of going off of our previous episode. I guess this was 3 episodes ago,
okay,
of our holiday head start. Well, we've started.
We have started.
And the decorating was the first step. And we've mentioned this before, but we did, because it's done, Ralph Lauren Christmas. And boy, am I happy that we pivoted this year. Thanks to Laura, who really was on top of that trend.
She was. And
suggested it, which of course is now taking the internet by storm. But I would have just felt super uncomfortable if I if I had continued with the Nutcracker Christmas.
Super uncomfortable.
I would have felt really uncomfortable. I would have felt out of place.
Yeah.
What did you say when we were decorating? You were like, we would have been panicking if we were doing the Nutcracker.
And we also are, some people, which is also wonderful, keep the same decorations year after year, and that's their tradition and everything. I like to switch it up.
Yes. I always get questions from people like, oh, where do you store all this? Or like, I hope you don't get rid of it. Part of like what we do is share different things, rotate. I get a lot of stuff sent in from people. We have like, I mean, most of this stuff was from Walmart and Amazon this year, which is amazing. Shout out to Walmart, huge, who is really doing the most for the Ralph Lauren Christmas. Unbeknownst to them, I feel like this, you know, I'm sure it was planned well in advance. So we really did it in a way, especially given the size of my apartment, since it's smaller, in a way that was, you know, kind of on a budget.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that you could also get in a timely fashion.
Correct. Yes.
Because if I tell you, if I really am being honest here, yesterday morning, because Laura wasn't coming, we had to pivot and we decided to decorate yesterday as opposed to today. I don't know how I would have been even more prepared today, but there were some things I was waiting on, and I did an order through Walmart.
Yes.
And it was delivered within 45 minutes.
Which is crazy because our Walmart's not even super close to us. So we had a really dedicated shopper.
It was fantastic. And I just had to fill in some of the pieces. So we have to figure out after the podcast the best way to share this information. But the nice thing about the Ralph Lauren Christmas is it's so classic. I mean,
I think that everyone's using Ralph Lauren Christmas quite loosely this year. Yes. I feel like it's kind of turned into its whole beast in itself. It's really just a classic Christmas.
It is. Red and green.
It's so beautiful
plaid.
As well. Plaid. And, you know, I was reflecting on, I can't believe it's my second Christmas in my apartment. I was reflecting on the first Nutcracker extravaganza. And I felt like that was perfect. It was super girly and it was the first year. And then now, you know, kind of moving with the times, you know, more mature Christmas, you know? Yeah, do you like that? I was kind of giving that a whole little...
Nostalgic Christmas.
Correct, yeah. So I really love how we kind of shifted with this year. Right. And we did some new things this year for the Christmas decorations in my apartment. Like we shifted the tree to the corner.
That was a great idea that you had.
Yes, and I like how that's kind of sitting. We love a corner tree moment. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else we did. Oh, last year I did a Christmas tree in my bedroom just because we had that extra tree.
It was a mistake.
Right.
Tree.
And then this year I like it because I have this beautiful Christmas bedding from this Garnet Hill campaign. So I like the changes that we've made.
Yes, it's good to change it up.
It's good to change it up. And do you kind of want to talk about the Christmas tree and some of the accoutrements that you got for it?
I would love to. The tree is the same one from last year. It's a Lowe's 7.5-foot tree, which is great.
Yeah.
So we have the same Christmas tree from last year. And then I just found a nice assortment. I started with Amazon.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but I found we have some beautiful shaped like mercury glass gold.
Yes,
that gold. You put up. Those are pretty. And they're, I think there's like 3 or 4 different shapes. So you started with that pine cone ornaments.
Pine cones.
Because obviously a lot of the components with Ralph Lauren is the greenery and the pine cones.
Yes.
So you did start by hanging those first. Then if you saw Emily's reel, I'm out of my mind over those little socks. They're socks from Amazon that look just like the Ralph Lauren bear.
Yes.
And we made with a tiny embroidery hoop little ornaments. And I think we probably had, what do you think?
15? 15 of those? We had 15, about 15.
Yes. So we started with the pine cones and then we went to the pretty little gold ones. And then we got this amazing kit from Walmart, which you have to, they include the gold like ribbon. It's not even ribbon. It's like string to tie around each ornament. That was super time consuming.
Yes. That was your job as I was filling up the tree with the acorns.
So you'd be better.
Oh my God. I keep doing that. Pine cones. I kept calling them acorns instead of pine cones. Like a kook. Yes.
But I did realize that I had left green hooks. So if you do buy these Walmart ornaments that I'm going to tell you about or that we'll link somewhere, make sure you get some wire green hooks or wire gold ones. Wouldn't you say that would have been a huge time saver?
Yes, I think so. Which, you know, that's kind of where that Walmart product comes into play.
Correct.
But you were able to tie it. And then once we got going, it was fine. But yeah, it did kind of take up a little bit of chunk of time. But it worked out well. And honestly, I liked some of the elements that you were doing as well. Well, first of all, we packed the tree, which that's going to be our biggest tip for all of you is pack your tree. The tree can handle a lot, especially if you have a faux tree.
Right.
And you added these lovely cranberry.
You love these.
I do love these.
Yeah.
Are they from Walmart?
Yeah.
And some were sugared and some were not. And they were, what would you call them?
They're like a berry pick.
A pick. I was looking for that word.
It's a pick.
Yes.
And then these actually had a little clip at the end. So you could, I was just sticking them in the tree and you were clipping them on, which was also nice. So there was a combo.
Yes. Yes. And I really love, I think I just love that in general, a pick for a tree. You have those pretty birds that kind of are perched yes. on your, here at the house.
Well, it adds dimension. So I think you want to just, if you're, especially if you have a first tree or something, just get some different textures and varieties. So we had pine cones, we had shiny balls in different colors, mm-hmm. and then we had a velvet ornament that had a brown velvet like string to attach
yes.
it with.
Yes.
We had the berry picks. We put those on at the end. We had the homemade ones with the bear. Oh, we had gold bells.
Yep. I was going to say the bells. Yes.
Yes. With a little jingle.
Yes. Those and then nice. You started cutting ribbon, which was instead of doing a full garland, which I'm glad we didn't, because looking back on it, that would have been completely overwhelming when you walked in. you just started cutting pieces of tartan plaid ribbon and kind of placing it.
Yes, I did like maybe 12 to 18 inch pieces, and I cut them at the ends on a diagonal, and I twisted them and just nestled them in the tree.
Nestled,
here
yes.
and there.
Here and there.
So it almost looks like a wavy garland. I love that.
But it's almost easier, I feel like, than a full garland.
Yes.
And then that way your tree isn't leading with garland. It's leading with all those other pieces.
Right.
Right.
And then I love how dramatic we are about so decorating dramatic. A tree. We really poo-pooed it. We looked at them and we're like, those are terrible. And they ended up kind of being the star of the show. The little twist on bows.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Talk about those.
I will. Thank you so much for queuing me up. You ordered them. They were pretty small too, and they're plaid. And at first we were like you said, okay, mm-hmm. like, you know, this is
yeah.
crap. Right. But it wasn't. It was
Ralph would not like
Ralph
these.
Would hate would be, oh my gosh, poo-pooing it. But no, it really added such a sweet touch, and they were just little twisty ties, again from Amazon.
Yeah.
A really great tip that you gave me as we were decorating together that I think everybody at home could remember and keep in mind
what?
Is to make sure that your entire ornament is hanging. Because I think a lot of times people just start kind of like resting the ornaments within the tree.
I think that's what you were doing.
So I think Emily was resting a lot of ornaments on the
and
tree.
Some people do rest them, but just rest them so they aren't crooked. So
right.
Much.
Rest them, but let them hang and then kind of nestle in like the different yeah. layers.
And you and I were talking as I was assisting you. I don't know how some people really stuff their trees.
I mean, we had a lot of ornaments. And when we first started, I thought, oh, there's way too many ornaments. Like, no, no, no.
Same.
And we pretty much used everything for the most part.
And we could add more to it.
We could add more.
Actually, in the middle of the night, I was like, what else could we add to it? Maybe a little sparkle somewhere.
I did think about that. But honestly, after having it for last evening, it's very soft. It's so cozy.
Oh, good.
I think the pine cones are really bringing in that nature, that woodland cozy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I do like how we kind of left some hints of brown, like over in the kitchen. I thought that was nice.
Yes.
And then we did a lot of mixing plaids, which is also a classic Ralph Lauren move that they do when they mm-hmm. are decorating for Christmas.
Yes. I love the tree skirt. And then we did a different plaid on your little bistro table.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is pretty. I do think we need some packages.
Yes. Yes. You were mentioning that.
Something like a few boxes wrapped, like maybe three.
Something to anchor the bottom for sure.
Yes.
Because it does kind of, your eye goes down to below. And you moved one of my large ginger jars over in the corner next to the tree, which mm-hmm. I also kind of like that. It balanced it out a little bit.
Right.
So even, I mean, I could have even gone for another ginger jar, but that's a really
thing.
Good, mine's just from Home Goods. We found that last year. I think they yeah. have it on Amazon though, because I've seen it. I think it's like one of those, you know,
yes.
people have a lot of these.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of nestling a little vignette of chinoiserie jars would be beautiful as well next to your tree. That could be another tip.
That's a great tip.
You know what I want to throw out the window is my coffee maker. I was talking about it on my stories over the weekend, and it just started steaming and kind of shorting out on me. And I am so done with it.
You referenced it yesterday.
I am so done with it. And
it's a great birthday present.
I think so. I think it's a great birthday present. But I'm leaving space for something new right there.
That's good. And we have an extra Nespresso. Would you ever want to take that to fill the gap until your birthday or no?
Such a great question. I think mm-hmm. I've become so used to your coffee maker here at the house with the fresh beans and the that anything that's coming in any type of pod, I think I no longer have the palate for. No. So so I definitely want like fresh beans or grounds in whichever coffee maker I have.
Okay. To send me a link. Let me know what you'd like for your birthday.
Could be something, you know, to look forward to.
That's a great birthday present.
That is a great birthday present. And then today we were, we grabbed a quick lunch and there's this gift shop right near it. And we went in because I needed a holiday candle, you know, pressing matters that needed to be taken care of today.
Correct.
But I started thinking, I was like, what is something we need to put our thinking caps on, because I can't think of anything that's like so out and different for gift giving this year to like give to the girls. Mm. And I just feel like there hasn't been anything that's like, I feel like every year there's something that stands out.
Right. It's still early. So
it's
maybe.
It's still early.
But maybe it's not.
Claire said she's pretty much done with her Christmas shopping. Obviously, she's having a baby. But
right. She's wrapped some of her presents, too. Well, we're going to have to put our thinking caps on, because Elizabeth was saying the same thing. Like, she wants to get some things for her friends.
Yes.
And we just have to think of something.
I kind of agree with you, because I feel like all of the holiday and the, you know, festive collections have dropped for people, but we also still have, I mean, literally Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all those other events coming soon.
I have a great idea, but I'm giving it to my sister, so I don't really want to, like, what if she listens to the podcast and then I ruin what her Christmas present
is? Oh, and I know
is.
What that is, too. Yeah, we're going to have to keep that under wraps.
Yeah. I mean, it's not anything earth-shattering, so if you're listening, you're going to be excited, but
yes.
It's a good one.
No, I know what you're talking about as
but
well.
But I do always like, I mean, you can't go wrong with personalized.
And that's kind of what I'm leaning towards for everybody this year. And for myself, I love that as well.
Yeah.
Anything personalized, I feel like adds that extra layer of...
Everyone can use cosmetic bags.
That was my idea. But the place that I want to get them at seems to be sold out all the time. Oh. Yes. So I was thinking about getting the girls personalized cosmetic bags.
Yes. Close your ears, girls.
No, but I don't think they're coming back in stock. Okay. So I have to pivot. That's never been my word of the past couple weeks, is past couple is month pivot. Or two. I feel like we've been saying that a lot to each other. Pivot, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Pivot. Pivot. Now I have that thought of from Friends episodes, the couch.
So funny.
Yes.
Speaking of couch, I love the pillows.
I love the pillows. Yes. You purchased those all, the pillow covers from Amazon and then those two sweet ones from Target.
Yes. And the nice thing is, we actually did not buy any new inserts. We just put them right over the pillows that Emily already has.
Yes, we shoved the ones that were already on my couch.
You have limited space anyway. And that was actually entertaining, because we were, it's pretty funny to have all these different pillows and moving them every different combination.
I know, over like three chairs that I have. We're like, well, I mean, does it really take away from there? But I like the way that we did it. I think it's we mixed and matched them perfectly.
And how did it feel last night?
It felt really great. I especially love my coffee table.
I love your coffee table. Just if you're doing the Ralph Lauren, actually, if you're doing anything, the layering is key.
Layering is a big part of this whole thing. So we layered like a silver tray, and then on top of it, we layered a plaid tray, and then we did a few books. And we kind of loaded up the coffee table more so than I feel like we typically do in the spirit of a Ralph Lauren Christmas, which I love.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like Ralph Lauren has a lot of accessories.
Oh my gosh, do you want to talk about the stocking you found?
Oh my gosh, I found the most darling stocking from Walmart. It's tall. It's like burgundy, because you can also, obviously with Ralph Lauren, there's a lot of burgundies in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sweet, and we just hung it off the knob under your TV.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it so much.
And a number of the things that I found were from there.
Yes.
She's no, they're really cute stuff.
I don't even know if she knew that this was going to be trending so much, a Ralph Lauren Christmas, but I'm really happy for her because what she put out is aligning perfectly with it.
Yeah, you can, a lot of the pieces work.
Yes, yes.
So we just had a nice, I also found, didn't you love the evergreens?
I love the evergreens.
I got those from Amazon, and they're just pine sticks, really. We just were putting them everywhere. We were putting them in vases. We were using wire cutters and taking little pieces and tucking them under things. That goes a long way.
We also had a lot of leftover, I would say, mini wreaths, faux wreaths from last year. And those were also coming in handy to place on my island or underneath, you know, a little arrangement in a bowl or underneath a candle. I feel like those are really good to have on hand as well.
Yeah, layering.
Layering. Again. Going back to that layering look. And it's amazing what we can do with such a small space, because...
Oh my, I know. We came in with so many bags and we were running out of stuff.
We were. Yes. But I'm always impressed by my little, I'm going to call it my stock of items that I have.
Yes.
Within the apartment. And we can get really creative with things that I kind of already have. Mm-hmm. And then we did, of course, we are using two Ralph Lauren cup and saucers.
Yes.
That we actually stacked on top of each other, which was cute, next to my terrible, worthless coffee maker.
Yeah. Next to the terrible coffee maker.
But that was also really sweet. And I feel like a lot of people already have those mugs. So that's a nice thing to kind of leave out your mugs if you don't typically do that.
And your bar cart.
Oh my gosh. Talk about that.
Well, the bar cart, I love that. It's like a miniature bar cart. It's so cute.
Yes.
And we did a little bit of silver and gold. And like your bar tools are already classic silver.
Yes.
One thing that if you are doing really any Christmas decor, whether it's Ralph Lauren inspired or not, little silver cups.
Yes.
And we put the greens in it and then a little tartan ribbon coming out of it. What else? Oh, you blended in some tortoise shell.
Yes, because we had carried that over from my fall decor, and mm-hmm. I really like that. That was me over too. It's very cozy by the bar cart.
Yeah.
More of those pine cones with a mix of silver.
Yeah.
Honestly, the, what is it? The bar utensil, what would you call that?
Yeah, the bar tools.
The bar tools would make for a great gift for somebody.
They really would. Those are, I think, from Williams-Sonoma.
They are. I really like those.
And they're just solid. They just look so classic.
Sometimes I use the bottle opener.
Oh, well, yeah. That's wonderful.
I know, useful.
I was also thinking last night, I had it in the bag and I forgot to put it out. We have your silver Mariposa nutcracker bottle opener.
Oh, I must put that out there.
So we need to put that out.
That's another great gift.
Yes.
Yes. Kind of a nod to last year.
It is. We let one nutcracker return.
I don't feel uncomfortable by him.
No pink nutcrackers this year, just this guy.
Just him.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't feel uncomfortable.
No. And you had really cute from last year, somebody must have given to you, stir sticks with a little red bell on the top.
Yes.
And if you have any kind of rocks glasses or any glasses that are cut, you know, that looks pretty.
Yes. I had some rocks glasses that looked well. Again, that was pulling from my sort of everyday collection.
Right. And this is why I'm saying, if you want to decorate early, it's very fun to do it because you need the brain power.
Yes.
Like you want to enjoy the moment.
If this is something, if you're listening to this and your chest is feeling tight and you are, right. you know, and you feel uncomfortable, don't do it. You know, but right. if you're listening to this and it's, oh, maybe I'll go to Home Goods, maybe I'll go to my Amazon storefront, you know, then that's for you. But
we don't want to induce any eye twitches.
No. Don't be driving through your garage because you're so stressed out about this.
Yeah, no, this is just, we're just embracing. If you want to do it, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
We had a memorable day yesterday.
Oh my gosh, it was so memorable. But some people, you know, it's overwhelming to them. You know, you and I enjoy this type of work.
Yes, exactly. The other thing, last year at a local shop, we bought a wrought iron, black wrought iron wreath stand.
Yes.
I love that thing.
I love it.
And you could also use it if you wanted to hang a stocking from it.
I did think about that. It's really useful for small spaces because you could do stockings. We put the wreath. Yes. But
I did get a new wreath yesterday that I thought was great.
Yes.
That was from Walmart. It had pine cones in it. And we just added, I made a tartan bow.
It was beautiful. And I like how we put that in the corner because it kind of brought in some more greens. It's very soft, very, what's the right word? Oh, mellow. That was the word that I was looking for.
I couldn't. I couldn't help you out there.
That's what you're also saying about my bedroom. It's very cozy, yes. Very mellow. I mean, my sheets and duvet and my quilt are, I don't think anyone will ever see me until flannel. After the holidays because it's so cozy. If you need me, I'll be in my bed. In this, I woke up the first day, I didn't know where I was, and I was just surrounded by this green toile, and I felt like I was at a hotel.
Oh my gosh, I don't love flannel sheets.
Oh my gosh, I loved the flannel sheets.
Yeah, Elizabeth loves them. I don't know if Claire likes them, but Elizabeth likes them too. That, by the way, here's an idea.
Tell me.
This is a super cute gift idea that, as we're talking about it, I always use, because Elizabeth's birthday's in December, when she was little, one of her Christmas presents was often a pair of flannel holiday sheets.
Yes.
From Target.
Yes.
But so if you have like somebody who's in December, that's a really cute gift.
She would always, I mean, I was thinking of her the first night I was sleeping in it because she always had seasonal Christmas sheets. And I never really, I don't know if I was paying attention to it or really saw myself with sheets like that. But I feel as though I've let it go on for too many years without holiday sheets. It is magical. And I think that everyone should treat themselves. Just go to Target and get some.
Right.
I mean, I the only reason I have this is because I'm doing a campaign with a brand where they the whole topic was to decorate. And so I got this just luscious,
really cool
bedroom set.
You did.
Kylie recommended. But yeah, go to Target and get some flannel sheets. Yeah.
Years ago, I had Christmas bedding.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow. But I have never done it again. And I keep toying with the idea. But then you got to store it. I don't know.
I know. I think like in a kid's bedroom, it makes sense. Or I just can't see it right now in your beautiful bedroom.
No.
And but you know what? I couldn't see it for so long. And then I did it. And now I...
Well, you also were gifted it and you get, you know, from a great
company.
That's what
company. I'm saying. So, I mean, that's a little bit different because I would never have gone out of my way maybe to, I would have, I think now looking back on it in hindsight, I would have gotten the sheets,
right.
But I certainly would have done not done the pillow covers and the duvet and the quilt.
No, we were in Pottery Barn last week and they have beautiful classic Christmas bedding.
Yes.
But I, you know what? You have to pick and choose what you want to do. And I can't do that.
I think if you really need something, though, to kind of lift your spirits and to kind of reinvigorate your decorating experience, that is, you're going
right.
to be super happy with that decision.
Okay, let me float this out here. I love this seriousness. Let me float this out. I keep thinking about it, and I've looked at it a number of times, a velvet quilt at the end of my bed.
Oh, at the end of your bed.
In a beautiful blue.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think you should get that.
That might be just enough.
I think that would be the perfect temperature. Yep. Physically and literally.
Or even at the lake house, do it. Not that I'm up there that much over the winter, but still.
No, I think just having it in the vicinity sets the tone, you know,
for. Or maybe just even adding a pretty throw at the bottom of the bed.
Well, I also think that could be. That could really go far for people if we don't want to fully go into a whole new bed set, or maybe we don't want flannel sheets because we already have so many sheets.
Yeah.
I think a decorative, cozy throw, maybe to even carry you throughout the winter.
Right.
People have been getting those Lola blankets and like layering it onto their bed, and it just looks like.
Those have really taken
they
off.
That's a good Christmas. I don't know why they have taken off. They seem cozy.
Right.
That could be a good Christmas gift as well.
I ordered a Minky Couture blanket.
What's that?
And I think Lola's a competitor. And I'm annoyed. Oh. I should have bought the Lola.
I think the Lolas are huge.
Physically huge? They measure big, you mean? Or they're huge like everybody wants them?
Physically huge. They measure big and I feel like they're thick.
I see.
But maybe, you know, sometimes when you watch a person on a video and they seem smaller or bigger.
Right.
But then in real life, they're like the complete opposite. Maybe the blanket's doing that. Like, I was always under the impression that the Barefoot Dreams blankets were, you know, gargantuan. And now that I have one in my apartment, I have realized that it's a normal size blanket.
It's just a throw. But I think you can get all different sizes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe people are getting big ones in the Lola.
I will say the Minky Couture that I purchased appears to be kind of heavy. And I was needlepointing the other day and it slides. So I'm trying to needlepoint and the blanket's sliding
off of me. What are
you
talking
about? It slides. It doesn't stay put as well as I would like it.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know why.
That's so crazy.
So then I was tucking it more.
So now you're making a bed.
On the couch.
Okay. Whoa.
I didn't love it.
Oh my gosh.
It's really soft. You know what I love is that Amazon one.
I know that those are the best. You mentioned, I'm getting new blankets. I was like, okay. But the Amazon ones are great. But then you washed them and something happened.
Well, I've washed them a number of times, but this last wash, it was time to part ways.
To part ways. Yes.
I mean, we've had them for like 5 years.
A very long time.
Yes. So I bought the same kind, but just a different print.
Uh-huh. To mix things up. But that's different than the Minky.
Yes. But in the midst of this blanket decision making, I thought, you know what? I'm going to get this. I'm going to use some coupon code that I had. And I'm going to try this Minky Couture. The day it shows up, everyone's talking about the Lola blankets. And I wanted to just hand it back to the UPS guy.
Right.
I don't want this anymore.
I don't want this anymore.
No,
yeah,
no.
It's sliding off of me at night while I'm trying to watch Murders in the Building.
Right.
Okay, well, that's actually something good for everyone to keep in mind because, I mean, a good blanket can really make or break the evening experience. It's funny how you start looking forward to, last night I was so excited to get into bed. I texted you at, I was in bed by 9.
That's great.
I was just in bed because I wanted
to. Well, and that quilt that you have at the end of the bed has fur on one side.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I haven't touched it.
The underbelly is fur. And then the top is like a satiny. That's why I said to you, like, how cozy if you just wanted to read in on your bed or something, you could just pull that up over you.
Oh my gosh. Well, something that's else to look forward to tonight. That's the benefit
of a throw.
Yes.
Or a nice coverlet type thing. Because if you just want to sit on your bed, you could just pull that over you.
So many benefits to a throw. And so many. And so many times we kind of don't see that. Yeah. There can be so many benefits to a throw. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just
like in my bedroom, you could then, in our bedroom, you could then go sit in the chair and I could just take the throw that I don't have and I could put it on me in that chair.
If I
so chose to sit there and read or something.
Exactly. Or, you know, I feel like sometimes dad sits there while you're getting ready. Maybe yeah. he would like to.
I sit there sometimes and talk on the phone, but I think I would like it more come winter if I had a blanket.
I'm beginning to think that everyone should get throws for people for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I often think that sometimes when it comes to gift giving, going back to basics, like, because I think for me, I'm always trying to think, oh my gosh, what can I get the girls that's no one's ever seen before? And I'm going to introduce them to this new brand and it's just going to be amazing. But then I feel like sometimes we circle back to just
basics.
Like, we haven't had a new throw in 8 years.
Right.
So that could be something to also keep in mind.
I did give Claire, I was going to save it for Christmas, but I didn't. I gave her one of the Amazon blankets.
Okay.
Because I thought I was getting this Minky Couture. So I'm like, oh, please take the Amazon one.
Yes. The lowly Amazon throw.
But I think she could use it in the nursery because when she's up in the middle of the night and it's freezing.
Oh.
Not that it would
talk
be
about
free,
somebody
you know
who's going to need a throw.
Yeah. She's going to need a throw.
She's going to need a throw for sure. That and along with like pajamas is something else that I was like, oh my gosh, my pajamas. Yeah. Everything needs to go.
You did mention that. This is great timing though. Your birthday's coming up and Christmas.
I know this sounds crazy because all we talk about, I feel like, is cleaning out and closets and, you know, rotating and this and that. I feel like I need to do it again. All that I've been able to think about today because after we like decorated, you know, I was trying to think what else I could get in order. And I was going to lose it this morning getting dressed. Nothing could move. Everything. I have so many pairs of pants. Mm. I was wearing that sweater yesterday. And I was like, what? It was just, there are so many things that I need to get rid of. And when I think back, you know, it's been
years
because I took all these things from the old house when I moved to the apartment. Then that kind of stuff stayed. And then we have all this new stuff coming in, but sometimes it doesn't work. So we are going to do another closet clean out.
And do what I did. Try on every pair of pants.
I'm going to do that tonight as well. Yes.
Because if you don't try it on, you're like, oh yeah, I think I still like those.
No, I need to try on every single pair of pants and move things out.
Yes.
Yes. Because it's a long winter, but I don't want a long winter in old clothes.
No.
So.
No, you'd rather have less in your closet that you wear all the time. That would be my thought process.
I would agree with you on that. Yeah, I don't want things that are not speaking to me or inspiring. And it'll just make getting dressed every day easier.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing to kind of add into this November. You know, I'm taking steps to kind of try and button up every little avenue in my life. One being the closet situation.
That's great. Check that off tonight.
Check that off the list. Yeah. The other one has been, you know what I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit?
What?
Which you could obviously speak on because we don't really talk about this, is our skincare.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Because you've been doing something different and your skin looks gorgeous.
Well, I've just been working on my skin religiously. I'm trying to get it in a really good spot. And I'm having like some situation over here, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I've been really focused on my skincare. I would say like the past 2 months. And
well, it looks great.
Thank you. And then I'm now doing my red light in the morning. Because, you know, you have to do it on a bare face and I just find it easier.
That's when I do it.
You do it in the morning?
I do.
When you wake up?
Yep. Is that when you do it?
Yeah, that's when I did it.
I mean, I don't wash my face before I do it in the morning.
No, I don't either.
But
I wash my face and do my skincare. Is that what you do?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, technically, we should probably wash our face and then do it, but I don't.
I've been doing that alcohol wipe. So after I use
always.
It.
Always. Yeah. I do that every day.
Okay, good. That was your recommendation. But yeah, I've been really diligent about my skin and I feel like we have made leaps and bounds. So something that I was noticing, we're having some technical difficulties on the show today. Anyway, the whole message that I wanted to share after about 2 months of usage for my skin is I was always looking, I'm in a very chatty mood today because I've had about 16 coffees. I feel like I was always looking dull. Like my skin was always looking kind of like, people look very glowy. you know? And I feel like a lot of times that's just because, I don't know, that's like how they're built. And I'm not, like, my natural state is not glowy, you know, like, okay, from within. Okay. So, I mean, from within, I'm a light, but like in my skin.
Yes.
Unfortunately, my personality is not matching my skin texture. So anyway, and like, I didn't have time to like switch my diet or to be drinking tons of water. So keep that in mind. And I really haven't changed my sleep, but right, three products that I wanted to talk about because they have, would you say that they have, do I look glowier?
Yes. I actually want to get on my phone right now and get the one product that you were sent because that is the one that is making the difference.
This is what it is. Listen up. So just remember, I haven't changed my diet, my sleep or my water intake. I say I drink a lot of water though.
You do.
Throughout the day. Like, yeah, I'm pretty good with that. So the first thing is toner. I have been anti-toner for as long as I can remember. I just don't think about it. I felt like it was drying, but it really has leveled out my skin. Would you say?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm putting you on the spot, so you don't, yeah.
I think your skin definitely looks different. I wouldn't be able to pinpoint which product it is.
Yeah.
But I think whatever you're doing, I have noticed a difference.
Yes. Okay, so the toner is number one.
Okay.
Followed by the vitamin C.
Okay.
And that has, and I do that morning and night, and I do toner morning and night.
Interesting.
So that's a lot of toner. That's a lot of vitamin C.
I thought you should just do vitamin C once a day, but keep doing it.
I'm doubling it up. I figured might as well. It says on the back that you can do it twice a day.
Then maybe I will.
I would do it twice a day. Not always, because sometimes it's very drying.
Yeah.
But I try to do it twice a day as much as possible. And then
The star of the show,
it's called Clara Bright. And if you hear anything throughout this entire week, it should be to buy this product. I don't even know how much it was because it was sent to me. Mm. This has truly changed my life. Everyone needs to, if you're driving in the car, if you're on the treadmill, stop doing that and go order this product.
Okay.
Because it, I think, has really, do I look brighter?
Yes.
And clarified.
Yes. I'm going to get some. I mean, you showed it to me when it arrived and I'm like, yeah, try it. Let's see what it is. When do you use it? Morning or night?
Morning and night.
You use it both.
I use it morning and night.
You're loading up.
I actually now look forward to, I dread doing my makeup, but I look forward to my skincare.
Really?
I've been using so many products. And then on top of that, I have been using a retinol. I've been using that Elastoderm. I have been using my super amazing moisturizer. It's called like the Hydralux. Oh, my eye cream. My tretinoin.
How long does this take?
Hours. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, those are some serious favorites. No,
your skin looks gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
I never thought that it wasn't, but you do have a glow.
It was a project that I was like, we are going to address this.
And I would say two things. Well, just one thing. Consistency.
You can say five. You can say as many things as you want.
I could actually never be limited to just, I'm just going to say one thing.
Don't limit yourself.
Even sometimes if I'm annoyed, I'm like, I'm just going to say one thing. We all know I'm not going to just say one thing.
If one thing meant 55.
Like, why would I ever even have that in my
life? I do think it gets people's attention.
It does. And then I follow it up with another 80 ideas. Brevity is not my strong suit.
That's so funny.
No.
We're long-winded girls.
I don't know what I was going to
say. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, consistency is the key.
I've been diligent. I have not missed a day.
That's huge.
So the first project was my skin.
Okay.
I addressed the hair because I cut my hair. Also, I don't want to come. Nobody come after us with these conversations this week. It's a little bit of a lighter week. So as far as what we have to share,
a light week.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes we have like more topics to share. So I figured we would talk about some things that maybe people would consider vain. But I'm in a chatty mood. I had a latte. This is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
so.
it's just fun.
Okay, yeah. It's just fun. So the skin.
Yeah. Right.
The hair. My next project.
Is the closet?
Well, closet, number one, closet. So my space, for sure.
Okay.
The working out has been a huge situation. I have to tone my arms or else I'm going to.
You've started.
I've started.
So are they sore today?
No, not as sore as they should be. And I did 20 minutes with 5 pounds. I did like a bar exercise.
I think you could do more than 5 pounds.
You think I could do more than 5 pounds?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll do 10.
Maybe try 8.
I throw my back out tomorrow.
Can't work.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a little like arm challenge because they need to be toned. You should have seen me in my gym yesterday. I'm like.
Good for you. That's great.
So that's something else. And what else have I been trying to, other than, you know, the usual of like growing my business.
Well, the business, you are working your tail off.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's going really well. You know, let's talk about, well, Let's talk about that a little bit. I love the all wrapped up that we came up with.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Love it. Me too. So every day on Instagram, I love that you're posting something related to the holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's just anything.
It's anything.
But I really like that.
Thank you. That was your idea. And it also kind of goes into play with our holiday collection, which is called All Wrapped Up. So it's just a little, you know, nod to the holidays and something hopefully for everyone, whether it's Thanksgiving or, like you said, Christmas, to get everybody excited and get everyone ready. And then obviously we'll have products that you can also shop from our store.
Yes.
On our website, which is so exciting. We have some great products coming for you. We actually already shot the entire collection. So
we did. We just have to pick. I know. We just have to pick. We did so much. I felt like we already did it, but we have to release it.
No, I'm like, did someone release that for like,
no, we need
is
to
this out already?
It. And we need to get it out and we're going to pick a date, which we don't have yet, but it's going to be maybe next week, which I also would like to do. Since it's a little bit earlier, but with the baby coming and I do the shipping,
right?
I want to make sure we get it out like earlier rather than later.
Should we kind of talk about maybe some of the items?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Great.
Yeah.
We have a fabulous pair of pajamas that are included in this collection that I think you're all going to really love.
Yes.
And that would make a wonderful gift for yourself, for your friends, your family, your girlfriends, your coworkers, your mom, your sister, your nail tech, anyone.
I didn't know when you were going to stop. Neither did I. All great ideas.
Anyone will love these pajamas.
Yes.
And then we have a hat and some gloves, all, you know, kind of with a nod to the bow, of course.
Yes.
And I like the size of the collection. I think it also works off well from our fall collection, which was such a success. That's probably the other reason we kind of did these photo shoots back to back to get them done. But then it seemed almost too, like we had just wrapped up the fall collection.
Right. Which we still, I mean, the scarf, there's so many things.
The scarf, the tote, yes. Which has still been selling. But the rush of the coat, you know, really took everybody by storm.
It did. We also have the green Hunter Green tote bag from the fall collection.
Yes.
We're doing a black one. Canvas and black and a little cute bow charm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, you could get somebody the tote, the bow charm, and the pajamas in it. There. We just took care of your gifts.
You're done. I didn't realize that. Go decorate. You
have
time.
You're done. We have an adorable black and white gingham cosmetic bag.
Oh my gosh, it's
why
so
are we
sweet.
Telling people to get personalized ones? We have one.
We have them.
Yeah.
Also, that's like, what? Yeah, I should just use that for mine.
Why don't you use yours?
Yeah. Because what if we sell out of all of them?
Yeah, no, we won't. We'll save it.
I don't even have a coat from the fall line because everything's sold out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How do I get through the day?
We also have a really cute, in addition, we have the teacup needlepoint kit, which is doing great.
Yes.
And then we also have a snowflake coming out, which is also a wonderful gift.
A wonderful gift. We have a lot of options as far as needlepoint kits. This is a great time to get those kits for anyone who's a beginner or any type of level of needlepointing.
Yes.
We're here for to help with that. So we're overall very excited about the holiday collection and it's coming at a great time, just a very festive time of year. And we always have our coffee table book available, Coin Collection. If you're a new follower, if you're somebody who has just started listening to the podcast last year, my mom and our grandmother and myself, we wrote and published a coffee table book all about home, hosting, family, everything in between. And it's lovely. So
it really is.
That's another great, I mean,
we shipped out some today.
Yes, we did. People have been, I can tell from the sales this week that people are starting to think of holiday.
They are. And then we've talked about this before, the children's books. In fact, after I get off the phone, gosh, can you tell I love to talk on the phone?
It's a form
after
of phone call.
I get off the podcast and I order that clarifying stuff.
Right.
Then I need to read the proof for the children's books that we've talked about before. And I am, fingers crossed, hoping those come out in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, we have been working. You've been mostly spearheading the whole children's books because you wrote them when we were little. And then we are now using the same publisher that we use for the coffee table book to publish the children's books, which will also be available on my website. We're kind of a one-stop, everything lives there.
Right.
Yeah.
But we'll keep you posted when those come out. I just have to approve the proofs.
Yes.
And then they say it takes maybe 3 weeks. So
bit of an maybe author, in so many ways.
Just a little bit. So maybe the beginning of December, we'll have those ready.
Sometimes I forget we wrote a coffee table book. I'm like, wait, we literally wrote
a
book.
I know.
So
the other nice thing I like about these children's books, well, one, it's so timely because the baby's coming.
Of course.
But it's a great gift to give if you, like, my very dear friend is a grandma for the first time. Mm-hmm. She's had a new baby 2 days ago, new granddaughter. Like, something like those books would be perfect to send to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just like the little piece that you might need for someone, especially around this time of year. So those are just some things that are in the pipeline that we're very excited about, on top of everything else that we'll be sharing. Gift guides, holiday looks, so many great holiday DIYs, my apartment decor, anything else you might want, let us know, because we are open to it. And I just feel like we've got really great momentum.
My nursery, our nursery, I have to get those shelves organized, but I did kind of just get a few items to have. I got the same bouncy seat, not that anyone was asking, but I'll tell, the same bouncy seat that Claire and Connor have. Mm-hmm. And I got a little playtime mat.
Oh, cute.
Yes. So it's just sort of nice for the grandparents to be, if you live near your grandchildren.
Yes, to have some.
Yeah, any tips. I do, like, people are sending me tips of things.
We love the tips. We always love the tips.
And then I was opening it today and you go, what do we have there? And I have this fantastic little boucle diaper caddy.
Yes.
That will stay downstairs. And then it came with a matching, like, diaper organizer to put under the bassinet.
It's
so
just,
I've just gotten a few things.
No, I think that's a perfect amount for everything. Yes. So, I mean, just so many fun, exciting things in the works. But we've just had a great week of working, doing a lot of behind the scenes things. I feel like, especially for the business, you kind of had your head in the expenses for a while.
I sure did.
And then today you were mentioning you had to do inventory. I was like, okay, back end queen. Really taking care of stuff behind the scenes.
I know. There's so
many. We do
have
to do inventory before we release the collection.
Yes.
Yes.
Because people are starting to order, like, one of the orders today were the wreath earrings. And
right.
I'm like, we just need to update, make sure everything is
absolutely buttoned up.
Buttoned up.
Buttoned
That's
up.
That's another phrase I love.
I love that. Buttoned up. Button everything up before the end of the year. Yeah. Brighten and button, right? That's what we're going to be doing. Brighten. And that's going to be the title of the show. Yeah, that's kind of our mantra for me this month. Brighten and button up.
I love it so
I can feel great rolling into 26. And then look how organized and great I'll feel. You know, I can't even imagine by the time I get to Christmas, you're going to think I'm a Christmas star. I might be glowing so much. You're not even going to recognize me.
Yeah. I love that. What a way to end.
If there's one thing that we can all agree on this week, is that we're going to brighten and button. So thank you all so much for listening to the second episode of the week of Bose & Company and all the support that you bring to the show. It's so nice to hear from you this week, and we're happy to have you back on. Let us know of any suggestions that you would like as we head into next week. Always looking for more topics, you know, segments, anything like that. We really are open to it. And looking forward to all of the holiday content that we have to share.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thinking of you, we will see you back here on Tuesday. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.